It's another Desert Island Goals. I am Andy Heaton, and I'm delighted to be joined remotely still, unfortunately, even though we'd love to go for a bevy with each other, I'm sure, by lifelong Liverpool fan, now famous podcaster, and one of the most effusive raconteurs I've ever had the pleasure to go to the game with, Damian Cavana. Damian, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much for a lovely introduction, my friend. Yeah, it's great to be here. I'm excited about this. I've had a really good time thinking about this, and I had a bit of fun with the WhatsApp group from the lads who we go to Stanley with. Just, you know, asking them for, you know, what they think were their goals as well, just on the subject of it. And there's so many to choose from, isn't there? For all of us, from all different, you know, generations of supporting Liverpool. But a show like this where you're going back to some special moments. What a catalogue we've got.
Well, we were just saying before we came on air, just having a little chat around the ones you'd have picked, that you said you could do this show every day for a month and you'd still have more on the list.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, I could do it. Literally a whole month of this, and I promise you, it'd be action packed, and I wouldn't bore you. They'd be all worthy highlights. I mean, all football fans will feel like that about all the goals that their teams have scored. But if you look at the drama and the achievements that Liverpool invariably get themselves involved with, and the emotion of it all, yeah, we've got one hell of a back catalogue here.
Have you say that, mate? I could listen to Wimbledon against Everton circa 1992, not being bored listening to you, mate. And I say that with the biggest of hearts and conviction. Right.
Latterly will get you everywhere, my friend.
As I found out. So let's get this ball rolling then. And for the first goal, I could try and do it justice. It's one that's etched into Liverpool folklore by its conspicuousness. And I love the fact that you picked this one, because there's a million stories about this goal, and they're all very, very slightly different. And there's a bit of a payoff, because it's only really... I tell you what, I'll let you get the spoiler in at the end when with the big reveal. So I'm going to take this one back to November 1985, and off you go.
Yeah, this is a sensational goal. And yeah, you're quite right, the conspicuousness did add to the legend of it for a very, very long time. So Liverpool played Manchester United in the then Milk Cup, as it was called, in the way the League Cup was sponsored at the time. And I was 16 years of age. I think it was the first Man U game I'd been to. I was in the Cop. Back in those days, the excitement was, it wasn't like, I didn't have a season ticket that season. It was the season before I did. And back in those days, to qualify for a game like that, you'd have had to have gone to a pre-season league game where they gave out vouchers for an attractive forthcoming game, and you have to get your voucher posted into the club or go and queue up at the ticket office. There was no fan cards in them days or anything like that.